Hypnagogue Podcast 373. New year, same show. Here, let me prove it to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, if I do say so myself, that was a pretty good way to start off 2023 with a bunch of great music. Let's talk about it. Started off with Atomy or Atomy. Let's begin the year with me deciding I can't pronounce things. A-T-O-M-I. I'm going to go with Atomy. The track was called Adela, and that was from Little Floating Oracles. After that, our friend Christopher Alvarado from his new album, A Whispering Sanctuary. I say new album, I'm not sure when I got it. It could be anywhere from a month to 8 months old at this point. Let's pretend it's new. Yes, so it's called A Whispering Sanctuary. That track was The Aesir. After that, Desensitized, the combination of Deborah Martin and Dean DeBenedictis. Their second release is called Chaos in Premonition. And that was Logic of Expression, Praetorium. Then come some words in a foreign language that I am going to do grievous bodily harm to. Are you ready? It means the Black Death, but Den Sorte Död is the artist. The album is called Undergangen. And the track, which I believe means like cold, gloomy darkness or something, Dister Cold Morkir? You can look it up. I tried doing Google Translate and make it say things to me, but it never sounds right. After that, Mike Clay with his new solo release, Somewhere in Space and Time. That track was called Clouds of Creation. Daryl Gresh sent me several albums recently. He's been recording for a while, and he is a new name to me. So this time around, I grab the album Ease, and I play Waves Rolling In. Soft Generator after that, the album is called Ack No Ledge. I played No for You. Then it was The Kids and the Cosmos with Shin Shan, We Shine, and that is from Ambient Mixtape Volume 1. Couldn't tell you if more volumes are forthcoming. One can only hope. James Asher after that, from his anthology with Dance of the Light. And it was George Dankert with the closing track to his album Between the Meantime, that is called Between the Meantime Part 10. And then longtime friend of the show and longtime friend also of the old review site, I've been in touch with this guy probably since 2003 when I started all this silliness, Computer Chemist, my good man Dave Pearson, threw a brand new album at me called Where the Clouds Touch the Sky. Dave has been kind of dabbling in a bit of prog lately, progish stuff, doing a lot of stuff with a gentleman named Radio Ray. But for this album, he decided no more guitars, just synthesizers, comes back with a big Berlin School style album. A lot of fun to listen to. Check it out. It's called Where the Clouds Touch the Sky. And that track was called Moon Floating. So yes, we're kicking off a year of great music here with Hypnagogue Podcast 373. Hey, if you have not made your New Year's resolution yet, may I suggest not losing weight, not giving up cheese. I suggest subscribing to the Hypnagogue Podcast so you never miss a single episode that is jam-packed with great tunes, the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. If you like, you can go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and over on the right-hand side, there's a place for you to put in your email address, and you can get notified of new episodes by email. Spoiler alert, it's every 2 weeks. Or just check wherever you get your podcasts. Chances are good that it is listed there. See, and that way you just have a great year, because you have Hypnagogue Podcasts coming to you once a fortnight. Well, I will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. You know, I think it's time to dip back into the library a little bit, so maybe we'll go check out some older tracks, revisit some friends, and get together and do that little listening party thing that we do. That will happen in 2 weeks. In the meantime, I wish you all a happy new year, and I bid you all peace and power.